Everybody loves a good wedding.
Yeah.
Some people love it for the delicious food. Others like the free booze.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
I personally enjoy watching the sentimental father-father dance. That happens. It's in the men's bathroom after the toasts. Have you guys not?
No.
Oh.
I think that's a daddy-daddy dance.
The two dads or just any daddies?
No, the two dads. It's really sweet.
They do their own thing.
And then kind of weird. But you know what? Even with all the happy memories, sometimes weddings can cause a little bit of drama.
A little bit.
And that's why one of our listeners emailed in for help. His name is David. David, you catch the father-father dance?
Yeah, I did catch it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I hope they wash their hands
first.
That's
what he bought those dollar bills for.
That's right.
It's going to be a dollar dance.
So tell us about why you emailed us. What's going on with you, man?
So a close friend of mine got married a few weeks ago. She was the bride.
Okay.
Friends with her for years. And I knew she was kind of looking to save money for her wedding. And I offered to do their wedding photography for free.
Oh, are you a photographer?
Wow.
Are you a professional photographer?
Oh yeah, good question.
I am. I'm a professional photographer. I just recently actually opened a photography studio.
Cool. Good for you, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a nice favor to her, but also kind of like a little business move for yourself.
Yeah.
Like get yourself started.
Yeah, you usually get a couple of clients out of an event like that.
All right.
But that wasn't the main reason. I just was trying to help a friend, really.
That's huge. That's thousands of dollars that they're saving. I mean, that is a beautiful gift.
So how did it go?
Yeah. Well, that's where I call you guys. Because what happened was the wedding day comes, and part of the reception took place. They got this big rental boat. This huge boat that takes everybody out to the lake during sunset.
Sweet.
That
sounds cool.
Oh, they didn't own the boat? Sounds kind of cheap.
Jeff's like, yeah, we did that with our fourth boat. I remember that.
Okay. But we call it a yacht. Right.
It was really beautiful. Yeah. So we're all on the boat. The party's going on. I'm taking a bunch of pictures, of course. It's all happening pretty fast. And my memory card on my camera is going off saying, you know, my card was full. Mm. So time to change the card as you do.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of getting crazy and kind of dark. People are drinking. Somebody starts telling me, hey, they're about to cut the cake. You got to hurry up. So I start rushing, changing my SD card out. Mm-hmm. And somebody bumps me as I'm changing the card.
No.
And the card drops onto the railing and it slides right over the edge into the water.
Oh,
no. My heart
dropped. Wait, no. The full card? The card with all of the pictures of the actual ceremony?
It had the first look at the beginning of the wedding. It had their first dance.
Oh, I'm sick.
The whole first part of the day. So what, you jump in the water to get it?
Or just kill yourself and just know you're never going to live?
How are you going to find an SD card? Those things are so small.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to tell them and spoil their whole wedding.
Oh, that's true. What do you do if you tell
but
them right
still,
away?
She's still in her dress. Go redo it. Redo it all.
Hey, guys, I don't want to sound weird, but can we start from the very beginning?
Yeah. Seriously, I mean, what did you do in that situation?
Well, I freaked out, but also at the same time was trying to be on the down low about it and act like everything was normal.
God, that must have been so hard.
I just kept taking whatever photos I can. I did get the tail end of the cake cutting and some dancing.
My God.
It wasn't much, honestly.
I honestly feel ill for you. Like, I feel sick.
I mean,
like, have you not been
I feel worse
sleep?
For the bride, personally.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know yet.
She doesn't know yet?
I haven't talked to her yet.
No.
I mean, I didn't want to ruin their honeymoon and everything. They left the next day for their honeymoon.
You're making us do the call.
Okay.
No.
So that's what's happening right now. We're gonna call the bride and let her know that you don't have most of the pictures from her wedding?
Yeah. I'd rather do it with you guys.
Have you, has she been asking about her pictures, her wedding pictures? Because most brides, like, want to see at least a little preview, you know, like within the week or whatever.
Unless you're not really into the whole wedding.
It's a good point, Jeffrey. Do you think the marriage will last? Because maybe she'll have another wedding.
Exactly.
You can make up for it.
Maybe you can tell her that you hired a very expensive singing trio to sing the bad news to her. Like, your photos are gone.
Photos are gone.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
She accidentally That's the first time it's harmonized.
What do you think about that, hey. David?
I don't know if I could afford a singing group at this point.
Oh, come on. Yeah, we're pretty expensive. Yeah,
but, still. But it's a good idea.
Well, okay. Well, we have a lot to think about.
Please text us. We need all the... Everyone listening right now, we need all the suggestions we can get.
I know. We're stressed.
Yeah.
Forget the photographer.
It.
We're stressed about our jobs
he
now.
He needs it.
So we need help. Text into 78592 if you have any suggestions. We're going to give you some advice after we play a song, and we'll let you do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this. Okay, David?
Thank you.
All right, man. Hold on. Oh.